Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parsha Shemini. David HaMelech returns home after the Achnasa Sefer Torah, where the Aron HaKodesh, the Luchos HaBris, the Sefer Torah Shekosva Moshe Rabbeinu, is brought from Kiryas Yearim to Yerushalayim to eventually be put into the Beis HaMikdash. And at that event, at that procession, David HaMelech had danced in a way which his wife Michal thought was unbefitting for the Melech Yisrael. He danced, he jumped, he made somersaults in a way which Shaul HaMelech, Michal's father, would have deemed neged halacha, Melech Shemachal al Kavoidai, ein Kavoidai Machal. So Michal reprimands David and says, David, you acted in a way which people will be mevazah the Malchus. You weren't allowed to act that way. And David disagrees with her. And David says to Michal bas Shaul, "Vayomer David al Michal, lefnei Hashem, asher bachar bi mi avich u mi kol beisoy l'saves esiva git al Hashem al Yisrael." Says David says to Michal, "When I'm in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who chose me over your father's family to be the leader of the Jewish people, v'sichakti lefnei Hashem, I will be playful, jump around in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You won't stop me. Unekaloisi oin mizais. I would be willing to be even act in a way if I would know how to do it. I would even act in a way which maybe would normally be more shameful, more lowly. V'hayisi shafal be'inoi. I would be willing to become low in my own eyes. But the people you think would look down on me would actually respect me. So there's nothing wrong, and it's the right thing to do. What is this double lashon? Unekaloisi oin mizais. V'hayisi shafal be'inoi. Chayre, it's the same thing being mentioned twice. So Rav Aaron Kotler, Mishnas Rav Aaron, has a beautiful explanation in this double lashon. And he explains like this. There is a mistake that people make concerning gaiva and anava. People think that what is a bal gaiva? Someone who overplays his achievements. He's really only finished one daf gemara, and he acts as if he finished five dafim of Gemara. He maybe one time helped somebody, he'll walk around saying how he's the biggest baal tzedaka. So he's overdoing his achievements. Says Rav Aaron, no. That is not a baal gaiva. That is actually the result of someone who is a baal gaiva. But that's not the etzem gaiva. This is actually a result of the blindness, the shoychad, of gaiva. We'll see soon. But what is the actual gaiva? And let's take a look at anivas. People have a mistake about what anivas is. They think that what does humility mean? Somebody has a mila, he finished the mesechta, and you go over to him, I heard you learned this mesechta. Could you, no, I don't know this mesechta. Never learned it. Talmud Chacham is allowed to make some changes, right, about how much he knows. So he says, that's not the etzem anivas. Etzem anivas is not knowing what you did. And he brings a big proof to this, or two proofs. One proof is, we have the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Saita, which lists different wonderful milas which were lost once Tanoim were Nifter. And one of the things in the Mishnah is that when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was Nifter, there were no more humble people in the Jewish people. Mishameis Rabbi Batla Anava. And the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef, that line is a mistake. There's a girsa mistake. It can't be that the Mishnah really said that. Obviously it wasn't written by Rabbi, right? So it was after Rabbi, somebody put it in as a, maybe it's a pay cover to Rebbe, but it's not really true. I know that Rebbe was not the last of the humble people. So the grace of how do I know this? Because I'm still here. Deika Ana, because I'm still around. And Kipshutai, not like the way the Vilna Gaon says Ana was the name of a fellow, but Kipshutai, he's referring to himself. He says, I'm still here. Well, obviously he knows his milas and he knows his chasrainis and he knows he has a mile of anivas. And how could he go along? Isn't that boasting? No, it's not boasting. Because he knows his malice, and he still isn't anav. How could that be? Another proof that anivas is not just simply downplaying and underplaying your achievements is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a pasuk in the Torah. Ve'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama. He wrote that. He taught that pasuk. He knew that pasuk with all the midrashim, with all the rishonim, all the achronim, all the bali musar, including what we're about to say right now. Moshe Rabbeinu learned every piece of Torah on the 49th level of Shari Bina. and he knows that he's the greatest person as far as anivas, and he still is an anav. How does that even play out? Says Rav Aharon, the answer is, a person's anivas is not overplaying, underplaying. That might come as a result. But what's the etzem gaiva and the etzem anivas? Etzem gaiva and etzem anivas is a person realizes or doesn't realize that he's lefnei Hashem. Aval gaiva says it's all about me. Life is all about me. What can I do to myself? How can I get more pleasure? He puts himself in the center, a completely unhealthy way of viewing Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. So it's all about himself. And he's always trying to get more and more for himself because he feels he deserves everything. And by the way, Rabbi Aharon explains that Taivas can lead to Gaiva, or Gaiva can lead to Taivas. Because again, if he feels like he deserves everything, then he wants all the Taivas in the world. And if someone follows Taivas, he starts becoming a person that's just self-centered. He's going to end up becoming a big Baal Gaiva. And Rabbi Aharon explains, gives Mishalom to this. So, if someone has this aspect of where he puts himself center stage, and it's all about himself, he's a Baal Gaiva. As a result, because of his blindness, the Shaychar of Gaiva will cause him to overplay his achievements and walk around saying things that he's done that he never really did. That's a result of him though always looking himself at center. And an Anav knows at all times, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. He's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment. This is what is playing in his mind all the time. I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He measures himself not to other people, just always in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll just stop for a moment and share with you a story that I heard from my Mashkiach. One day in Shanghai, when Mir Yeshiva was there in China, they were there for a couple years during the war, and there was one day when it was hot, like they had never ever had a heat before in Mir in Poland. Boiling day. A day where not one bachur went out to go to Yeshiva. They couldn't walk out with their clothes on. It wasn't possible to walk out keeping your shirt on. So they just all stayed in their rooms, schwitzing away in their rooms. But they were in their pajamas. They just couldn't walk out. It was so hot. Unbearable heat. And one bachur decided, he was wondering if there was anybody in Beis Medrash. So one bachur made his way through the fiery heat of the day to the Beis Medrash, which they had in Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai. And he saw there was only Taka, one old man there. It was otherwise empty. One old man. The Mashkiach of Chatzka Levenstein, the famous Mashkiach, famous Tzaddik, was in the Beis Medrash, learning away, whatever Masechta Yeshiva was learning, he was just learning away. So he went over to him, and Rav Chatzka said to him, I think the Olam is very weak today. They were affected by the weather, maybe made them very, very shvach. They have no karkas and they're not here. So you know he was Mlam and Tzchus. So the Bacher said, and how is the Mashkiach here? He was an older person. He was an older man. He wasn't a young Bacher. How is the Mashkiach here? So Rav Chaskel looked at him and said, I'm here because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Bacher says to himself, wow, I guess the heat did affect the Mashkiach a little bit. And he went back and told his friends what the Mashkiach had said, and no one could figure out, because what does Yitzias Mitzrayim have to do with being in a boiling, smeltering hot day in a Beis Medrash in Shanghai, China? And Rav Chaskel, you know, was very famous on speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim all the time. It was one of his big themes, Emunah, and Yitzias Mitzrayim and everything. But how does that help? So finally somebody asked him, and Rav Chaskel said, back when we were in Mitzrayim, and Rav Chaskel would experience this, you know, with Lela Seder and many other times, as if he had been in the Shibud of Mitzrayim, went out. He said, back when we were in Mitzrayim, and Pari told us to go out in the boiling heat, we went out to work anyways. We couldn't say we're not going. And I'm an Evet to Pari, and now I'm an Evet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halu Avde Hashem. So I am going to be out here, even in the heat. So what Rav Chaskel said. So Yitzias Mitzrayim actually influenced Rav Chaskel, because most people, their lives are run by what everybody else is doing. But some people's lives are run by Lefnei Hashem. Rav Chaskel, and Lefnei Hashem. Imagine imagine Mashiach said, Mashiach told me, he said, imagine, like, you know, he heard from Adam Gadol, to inspire, it was like, Shavisi Parli Nagisam, and a Parli would be here, how would I act? So Kavachaymer in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavachaymer, Shavisi Hashem Nagisam, there's just nothing to do about it. This is what I have to do. Which reminds me, I'll just mention, reminds me that the Mais Anisim, that's the Baal Nesivis HaMishpat, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, he writes in his Haggadah, when the Ben asks the four questions, Manishtana, all different, four different topics, and after the four questions, we don't seem to answer him. We go Avadim Ayinu, and then maybe if you follow along during the Haggadah, you might be able to figure out a little bit some of the Terutzim, but we don't really answer. We kind of like change topics. Everybody speaks about this. So Rabbi Yaakov Melissa says, what we're essentially telling him is, my dear son, back when we were in Mitzrayim, when Paroi told us to do something, we had questions. Why? What's the point of this? It doesn't make any sense. It didn't matter. We did it anyways because Paroi instructed us to do it. Hallelu Abde Hashem. We went from being Paroi's Avadim to Hashem's Avadim. You want to know why we're eating matzah, why we're eating mara, why we're dipping, why we're leaning? The answer is because Hashem said, Avadim inu Paroi Mitzrayim, we yitzei inu Hashem, and we do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. That is why we do it. That's the answer. Because Hashem said, if you stay up for the rest of the Seder, could be you'll be zeichem, my dear son, to hear particular answers to your questions. But the real number one answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because we're lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat Chavos does. That's how he answers the connection of Avadim Hinu to the Arba Banim. So it's getting back the Arba Banim. Sorry, the David HaMelech was a person who is Nimtza. He was found always Lefnei Hashem. This was his Metzias. He is a Yid that was Lefnei Hashem. And he says, Sichakki Lefnei Hashem. So he's Lefnei Hashem. There's nothing to talk about. He's not going to feel any Gaiva. He's only going to be feeling Anivus because his life is not self-centered around himself. It's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's always going to be acting with tremendous Anivus. So he knows who he is. Moshe Rabbeinu knows who he is. But Moshe says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe lives in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yosef lives in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he always feels humility. Because he doesn't measure himself up to people of the street. I walk around and I'm looking at what's he going to think about? What's he going to say about me? But they're not thinking like that. These Gedolim are thinking, I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. End of story. A second Nekuda says Rabbi Aaron Cutler. Another reason which causes someone to have great humility, of course, is, if you think about all the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, you know, yeah, maybe we're a little bit from, maybe we do a mitzvah, but Hashem is constantly, like the Rishonim, like the Chayim Yisrael Avos explains, is constantly showering chesed on us every single moment. And if we think about that, all the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, so we end up feeling embarrassed and ashamed about the little that we've done, klapi what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. And that's why Yaakov says, Katainti mikol achasadim. Katainti means I feel little. He literally thought about the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done to him, and he really, truly felt so small and so embarrassed of his life from all the matanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Someone gives you something and you don't deserve it. Someone calls you up and he says he is a rava, this and that, and they give you some chashav yishtalo and you really don't deserve it. If you're a normal person, you're embarrassed. And we, says Rabbi Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the greatest chesed in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, which ties us to Nitzchias, ties us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, changes our lives from being just simple physical lives to spiritual lives. And that is the greatest cause of Anivus, just to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. And these are the two Nekudes, which David HaMelech says, V'sichakti lefnei Hashem v'nikalti v'nikloisi od b'zois. First of all, I know I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes batal. When I was dancing there, I was in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vayisi Shafa Ve'enoi, a second reason, is because I was in front of the Sefer Torah. In front of the Sefer Torah, what does that do to me? That makes me realize how much Hashem has given to me. My whole life is based on Torah, based on a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let us remember that, Chas V'Shalom, the more we get involved, self-absorbed in ourselves, and in our, Chas V'Shalom, in our taivis, and in our putting ourselves on the pedestal and in the middle, like the Chavis Lovitz writes, he says it's a little challenging because we start off, writes in Hakdama, we start off, we're always being so service and we're little, everyone's doing everything for us, but to stop and start thinking about what our Kaddish Baruch Hu does for us, he writes the Sharab Chenim, he writes this so many times in the Sefer. We start focusing on putting our Kaddish Baruch Hu in the middle, then our lives would become so much better, so much more enriched. We would appreciate our ma'alos more, and at the same time realize how much more we have to do in front of our Kaddish Baruch Hu, and we would get working. We would start doing much more. Let's get going. Have a good Shabbos.